It's wonderful that both campuses can be together today to celebrate Christmas. I want to read a passage of Bible from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to verse 25. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. This is a good man. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit, and she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message to his prophet, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," God, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel commanded and took Mary as his wife. But he did not have sexual relationship with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Verse 23, "They shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. What is about a name? Almost every time when I mention a name to you, something immediately comes into your mind. Like when we talk about Alexander, he is a conqueror. He conquered so many land till he had got no more land to conquer, and he cried, "There is no more land to be conquered." When I talk about music, if you are classical music, when I talk about Beethoven, you'll know his music. But do you know that Beethoven was a deaf man? And he composed a lot of beautiful music. And when he composed the music, and when the music was played, and he see the faces of the people and how they knock their head, he will look at them and say, "They must like my music." So he, being a deaf man, composed many music that we enjoy. But in the Bible, when we talk about Herod, what do we think about him? We think about him as a man of cruelty. He tried to kill baby Jesus, and when he could not, he killed many children, hoping that one of them would be baby Jesus. The Bible tells us the mother cried, "My child, my child." When we talk about the man, Judas Iscariot, what is the thing that comes to your mind? We all know he's a betrayer. He betrayed Jesus, the one who shared bread with him. He sold his best friend, the Savior, the Messiah, named Jesus, for how much? 30 pieces of silver. Later, in deep regret, he took his own life. How he died? He hanged himself. What a way to go. Other name in history, like Mother Teresa, when you talk about her, you think of her as a woman of mercy. You know how she had mercy to the lepers, the homeless, the poorest in the slum of Calcutta, and how she took them in, helping and giving those who are dying and the reject of society with dignity. But there is a name that is higher, that is stronger, that is sweeter, that is more powerful than any other name in our world. His name stands from generation to generation. His name passed the test of time. His name is trusted and adored by 2.5 billion people in the world. His name is the one whose birthday is celebrated every year throughout the whole world. His name also bears many other names. His name is Jesus, meaning Jehovah is helper. The name Jesus means Savior, Redeemer, Comforter, and Friend. His name is Christ, which means Anointed One. The Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is anointed by the Holy Spirit to destroy the work of the devil. For this reason, did Jesus Christ came to this world to destroy the work of the devil. His name is Teacher. He teaches the truth. The Bible says he's the way, the truth, and the life. His name is Friend. If you're lonely and you're all alone, no friends, let me introduce a friend this Christmas that stick closer than a brother. His name is Jesus. The name Emmanuel mentioned in verse 23 is first mentioned in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. The Lord himself will give you the sign. Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. This name, Emmanuel, was given 700 years before the coming of Jesus Christ. Each year, the name become closer and closer, coming to human life. The name Emmanuel, God with us. He's not only with us, he is for us. He's not against us. And he comes to live in us so that we can never be alone. He is still the name that has great power and great meaning today. It never loses its meaning and its power, especially in the time when life and this world is so meaningless and so many people's life is so powerless. We need that name, Emmanuel, God with us. God with us means God is in touch with his creation, with man and woman created in his image. God is here. God is in touch with you, not just on the day of Christmas, but today and every day till eternity. Emmanuel, God with us. He is Savior. He saved lost sinner. Every lost sinner in despair and lost apart from Christ. God reaching out to lost sinner. There is no hope. They cannot find hope in religion. They may be religious. They may try to worship this and worship that. Worship things that are created in the image of God, but not worship the Creator. They may try good works. I try harder to do good and to do good and to be a better person. They try in every self effort. But there is no hope outside of Emmanuel, God with us. This is life. Life without Christ is incomplete, unfulfilled, meaningless, and hopeless. Because life without Christ is without a compass. When you don't have a compass, you are going and going, but going nowhere. You are living and living, but just plainly surviving like a man treading water. Tell me, how long can you tread water before you sink and drown? Not very long. Life without Christ is a life in a big ocean of disappointment. Who don't have disappointment? Of pain and meaningless. It's an unhappy life of feet straying away, hearts being weary, and with a condemning conscience. It's a life that is condemned, lost, and wretched. The soul of the lost sinner cry out for redemption. Who can help me? Who can save me? I want to give you this good news. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, in the fullness of time. He came for every lost sinner to find hope in Emmanuel, God with us. When God became a person, the Bible said the Word became flesh. He dwelt among us. He entered to human life. He entered into our space, into our time, into our society, into our life, into our world. He stepped in not to condemn the world, that through him the world may be saved. Emmanuel, God with us. He died for sinner. He paid the supreme price for their salvation. Put your trust in Emmanuel, God with us. the name Emmanuel, God with us. He is our comforter. He comforts the sorrowing. Sorrow is universal. The rich, the poor, the healthy, the unhealthy, the have and the don't have. It's a common denominator. It's a thing that brings people down to the ground. Sooner or later, each person experiences sorrow one way or another. There is no escape from sorrow. The world is full of goodbyes, grief, and grief. The air seems heavy with farewell. The people of this world are weary and heavy laden. You know, people go everywhere to try to help solution for their sorrow. They try withdrawing from activities, from people, from place, and from things. But this does not give them relief. In fact, it may make them worse. That's why we live in a world today where suicide is very high, because there are too many sorrowful and lonely people trying to isolate themselves instead of coming to Jesus Christ. God, His name is Emmanuel. God with us. He is our comforter. So these people who are sorrowful, they seek activities, they find substitute, but none of this effort bring any sense of hope or life. It's all futile and hopeless. In the person of Jesus Christ, whose name is Emmanuel, there is a great comfort. His presence brings great compassion. He is touched with our infirmity. Your pain, He feels. Your sorrow, He feels. Your hurt, He feels. His presence gives comfort. He has the will to comfort the brokenhearted, the burdened, and those battered, those who are beaten, those who are downtrodden with life trouble. And we know that one who is born to this world is born to sorrow and trouble and pain. When Jesus Christ was in the synagogue, the first scripture He read was this: God's Spirit is on me. He has chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor. He sent me to announce pardon to prisoner and recover of sight to the blind, to set the burden and the battered, those who have been beaten, free. His name is Emmanuel. He is our comforter. This morning while you are sitting here, maybe your heart is crying. Who cares? Who knows what I'm going through? Maybe things have happened to you unexpectedly and you are shaken. But can I tell you that Emmanuel, that God has sent Jesus Christ, God with us as the comforter, that you don't have to walk life alone. You don't have to be alone. That you can come to Him, the comfort of your soul, the comfort of your heart, and find hope and strength, and find faith in Him. Emmanuel, God with us. He is comforter. Emmanuel, God with us. He is encourager. Let me ask you this morning sitting here, who don't need encouragement? You need encouragement, put up your hand. Come on, if you need encouragement. Every one of us in this place, we need encouragement. We not only need encouragement, we need inspiration. We perspire a lot. Life perspire you. Life drain you up. Life dry you up. We need encouragement and inspiration. Especially we who are God's children. We need encouragement and inspiration as His children. The road of life is full of unappreciative people. How many of you discover that? Today they love you, tomorrow they want to stone you. Today they sing your praise, tomorrow they criticize you. It's full of criticism. The road of life is difficult, it's demanding, it's trying, it's time consuming. I think sometimes we hope we can sleep longer and worry less and work less. But life itself is tough. Even today, we have so many modern technology. We have so many things to make our life more easy and more relaxing. But you find life has become very what? Stressful. And when life becomes hard to survive, to be our best, where can we find encouragement? Where can we find someone that will cheer us, that will say to us, go on, pick yourself up, don't give up. There is a promise of tomorrow. Where are we going to find that? Most people will say, give up. Forget about it. Throw in the towel. Where are we going to find inspiration? When you are down, when your spirit is on the floor, where are you going to find inspiration to lift yourself up? You can't even help yourself up. When can you find encouragement and inspiration? I want you to know, God sent His Son, Jesus, into this world. His name is Emmanuel, God with us. As God's children, we find encouragement and inspiration in the presence of God, Emmanuel. Psalm 18 verse 32 says this, God arms us with strength and He makes my way perfect. That we find encouragement and inspiration from the strength that God gives to us. The word strength means twisted together. That God become entwined with your life. That God gets involved in your life. He's not looking outside. He's coming and say, I am with you, I'm for you, and I am in you. I want to come and get involved in your life. I want to inspire you. I want to encourage you. I want to strengthen you. So that when you face life and you live life, you don't have to do it by your strength, by yourself, but you can live it with His life, God's kind of life. As the Bible says, that Jesus came to give what kind of life? Abundant life, fullness of life, surplus life. Not one of subtraction, not one of minus, but one of addition. Emmanuel, God with us, meeting us in our pain and loneliness. Emmanuel, God with us, meeting us in our frustration and anger. Emmanuel, God with us on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and every day of the week. Emmanuel, God with us means that He wants to be involved in every part of your life, every day. You don't have to live life alone. You don't have to face life alone. You don't have to face challenges alone. You don't have to struggle. You don't have to drown. There is a God named Emmanuel. God is with us. How are you going to celebrate this Christmas? You can celebrate in many ways. Buy yourself a big gift. Have a good Christmas meal. And then you get worried about the weight and the cholesterol and the calorie. And there are many ways you can celebrate Christmas. But I pray that this Christmas, you celebrate and you find and experience the true meaning of Emmanuel, God with us. He's not only with us, He is for us and He is in us. And you experience the presence and the power of Jesus Christ in your life. You can do it by making this Christmas special for you. By opening your heart to Him. And let Him step into your life. And this will be the greatest Christmas ever for you. The true meaning of Emmanuel. God with us. God for us. And He came to live in us. As your Savior, as your Comforter, and as your Encourager. Why don't we pray this morning? As every head is bowed, maybe this is the first time you have been to church. This is the first time you have come to celebrate Christmas in such an atmosphere of hearts worshiping Jesus. if this is the first time, and you have never given your heart to Jesus Christ, maybe this morning, I encourage you to do it. All you have to do is just lift up your hand, and I will pray for you. Is there anyone here, you have never received Jesus Christ, and you want to receive Jesus Christ, just lift up your hand, and I'll pray for you. Is there anyone here? Jesus. Jesus. Anyone here? This Christmas, make it a special Christmas for you. Jesus. The rest of us, Emmanuel, God with us. He said that I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Emmanuel, God for us. Your battle is His battle. Your pain is His pain. Your struggle is His struggle. God for you. He's not here to condemn you or to press you down and say, I told you so. He said to you, I'm here to lift you up, to strengthen you, to be connected and entwined with you so that you can move on in your life. Emmanuel, God in us. He came and died to live in each one of His children so that they are never alone. Whether it's Monday, Wednesday, or Friday, every day, He's with you. He is part of your life every day. This morning, God's children, you need encouragement, you need inspiration, you need comfort. Come and sing to Emmanuel, God with us. Our Father, we thank you for many wonderful names, but today our mind focus on this name, Emmanuel, God with us. You are also for us. You are also in us. The reason you have came this season is that you may come to intervene, to step into human life so that life can never longer be lost or meaningless or empty, but life may find the power of Christ, the presence of Christ. I ask, make yourself known to every heart. I ask this in Jesus' name.